and Chad Holmes again here from Augusta. It's turning into a nice afternoon. It was a bit, in terms of the weather, was not great early on the drive over. Had actually a few sprinkles that came through, but in the end, things are starting to clear up. We've seen some sunshine. In fact, in the first game here today, the lights were on throughout the course of the game, but now the sun has started to come out. 64 degrees is the temperature, and glad you could be with us here for hopefully a fairly long day and evening of high school baseball, because we have here the sectional semifinal marathon against Elk Mound. If the Raiders win this one, they will play again at 4 p.m. in the sectional championship game against Barron. So, again, hopefully a full day of some very exciting and probably some tension-filled baseball with trips to the state tournament on the line throughout the state of Wisconsin here today. So, Marathon is the visiting team. They are the number 2 seed from their bracket. The sectional number 1, was split into two sections. And in both sections, the top and the bottom, the number 1 and number 2 teams both made it here to the sectional semifinals. In the first game, the number 2 seed Barron was victorious over number 1 seeded Spooner 5-2, and Marathon would like to do the same here in the second game. There's a looping liner towards second base. Swinging was Cody Ratke. Pick at second by Gavin Dean. Flips to first in time. One pitch, one out for Marathon in the first inning. So taking very little time was Cody Ratke to swing the bat against Elk Mound starter Victor Noller. Cody Ratke, 402 batter on the season, is retired. And up next for Marathon will be the right fielder, Quillen Kunkel. Quillen Kunkel, a .391 batting average, has 13 runs batted in this season. He is a left-handed batter. Victor Noller's pitches fall back to the screen for strike one. I mentioned earlier, Victor Noller, very, very good season for Elk Mound. 5-0, 45 and a third innings pitched, just 29 hits, 21 runs, 14 earned. So a 2.16 ERA, striking out 77 in those 45 and a third innings. Pitch hangs a little bit up for a ball, one ball and one strike. 71 Ks and 31 walks for Noller in those 45 and a third innings. 1-1 pitch to Kunkel. That will be flared off to the third base side, out of play. And the count goes to 1-2. One ball and two strikes on Quillen Kunkel. True Thurs, number 3 hitter in the on-deck circle for the Raiders. Here is the pitch. Fastball on the outside corner for strike 3 called. So two up and two down for Marathon. Victor Noller, a big right-hander. Boy, I don't have his specifics, but he looks like he's about 6'2", and filled out pretty well as well. So now Truthers will come to the plate for Marathon. Out of the line, here's the pitch. There's a swing and a foul ball down the right field side, out of play for strike one. 360 feet to dead center field, 317 down the left field line, and 295 down the line in right. Left-handed batter Truthers waits. Here's the rock, the kick, and the pitch. Hangs a little bit up for a ball, one ball and one strike. Marathon in their traditional white uniforms, white jerseys, white pants, red pinstripes, red numerals outlined in black. Fastball tails just off the outside corner, and the count goes to two balls and one strike. Victor Noller, working very quickly, will give you the Elk Mound defense here in just a moment. Time is called, so we'll give you the outfield. Parker Rood in left field, Cameron Deermeyer in center, Ian Garrett in right. Give you the infield D in just a moment. Victor Noller to the plate. Drops into the dirt, and that's ball three. Three balls and one strike on Truthers. .352 batting average, 27 runs batted in, leading the way for Marathon this season. 3-1 off the inside corner, and that's ball four. So Truthers earns the walk, and the first base runner of the game goes to Marathon. And next up will be the cleanup hitter, Drew Wolfel. Drew Wolfel had the RBI double in the third inning on Thursday that gave Marathon the lead against Stratford. First pitch off the outside corner for ball one. Drew Wolfel is hitting .390 this season. No home runs and 20 runs batted in. And the pitch. There's a high pop-up on the right-hand side. Short right field. The second baseman going out. Could be a tough play. And he makes a nice running grab right at the foul line about 20 feet into the outfield. Gavin Dean. That was not an easy play, but Dean made the little running grab as he got into foul territory, and the marathon inning comes to an end. For the Raiders in the first, no runs, no base hits. There were no errors and one runner left on base. End of one half inning, marathon nothing, Elk Mound coming to the plate. This is Marathon High School Playoff Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
There are four reasons to see Four Seasons screen printing in Marathon. First, Four Seasons handles screen printing and custom embroidery on tees, long sleeve shirts, hoodies, and dry fits. Second, they're family owned and operated for over 18 years. Third, low prices. And reason number four to see Four Seasons screen printing, lightning fast turnaround. Four Seasons screen printing, open Monday through Friday from 8 till 4 at 12508 Highland Drive in Marathon. Call 845-1146. Email the number 4seasonsprint@gmail.com.
Got muscle? Athletes of all levels need to train to build muscle and rebuild and repair muscle after they practice and compete. Containing 13 nutrients, white and low-fat chocolate milk's high-quality protein offers athletes an edge over traditional sports and other protein drinks. That's why so many professional athletes include milk as a core part of their training diet and recommend milk for aspiring athletes as well. Learn more at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
Bottom of the first inning, Elk Mound coming to the plate for the first time in this scoreless game. Cody Radke on the hill for Marathon. Leading things off for Elk Mound will be Cameron Deermeyer, the center fielder. First pitch, breaking ball, drops a little bit low for ball one. Cody Radke, 7 wins and 2 losses, 54 and a third innings pitched, 47 hits, 19 runs, 14 earned, 1.80 earned run average. There is a breaking ball on the outside corner for strike one called. In those 54 and a third innings, Radke has struck out 53 and walked 28. Working out of the stretch in all circumstances, 1-1 pitch is just a little bit low, apparently. Very close pitch, but just a bit low. Ball two. Give you the Marathon defense in just a moment. 2-1 pitch. Pitch misses off the outside corner for ball three. 3-1 on Deermeyer. He is hitting 500 on the season. Very good season. 22 runs batted in, couple of home runs. 500 batting average. Not easy to do in hardball. A little bit of pop with those two home runs and has also driven in quite a few at the top of the order. More than one RBI per game for Elk Mound. 3-1. There is a fastball poured right down the chute for strike two called. And the count runs full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. 3-2. Here on the leadoff man, Deermeyer, bottom of the first inning. Division III sectional semifinal. Cody Radke, payoff pitch. Inside, and it hit him. So the leadoff man is on base for the Mounders. Peyton Veith, the shortstop, due up next. Peyton Veith, 387 batting average this season. He has hit 3 home runs and driven in 21. Right-handed batter. Cody Radke stares in, has the sign and the target. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one. Outfield D for Marathon. Grant Salber is in left field. Drew Wolfel in center. Quillen Kunkel starting in right. Give you the infield defense in just a moment. No balls and 1 strike on feet. Runner takes his lead off first. Here's the pitch. Squares the bunt. Pulls it back. Pick off back to first. And back in standing up is Dearmeyer. Infield for Marathon. Evan DeBrew is at third base. Blake Underwood at shortstop. Ian Shuda, the second baseman. Owen Krauser at first. True Thurs is the catcher for Cody Radke. 1-1. Here on Veith. Pickoff move. And back in head first is Dearmeyer. Winner takes on Barron. Barron earlier defeated Spooner by a score of 5-2. First sectional semifinal here today. Another square around, and it came in. It hit him again. Something I talked about last week during the broadcast, batters do not try to get out of the way. If the ball's inside, they'll just take it, drop the bat, and head to first base. And that was the case for Veith. So back-to-back hit batsmen, first and second, nobody out for Elk Mound. And their number three hitter, pitcher Victor Noller, coming to the plate. Big left-handed batter. Noller, .421 batting average, couple of home runs, driven in 19. Radke kicks and deals. There's a line drive into right field. He'll drop in for a base hit. The runners were holding, so they'll each advance 90 feet. And now the bases are loaded with nobody out for Elk Mound. It was a liner. Dearmeyer on second had to wait to make sure it was going to drop in front of Quillen Kunkel. Kunkel played it on a hop, got it in quickly. So now Dearmeyer at third, Veith at second, Noller at first. And the cleanup man, third baseman Caden Moyer, coming to the plate. Cody Radke's pitch. Breaking ball down low for ball one. Moyer, .452 batting average, one home run, 25 RBI this season. Playing near the edge of the infield grass is Krauser at third. Playing at the bag is DeBrew. Excuse me, at Krauser at first, DeBrew at third at the bag. There's a liner into center field for a base hit. One run is in. And that's all that the Mounders will get. Throw comes to the plate. An RBI single for Caden Moyer. And Elk Mound strikes first, takes a 1-0 lead. So four consecutive batters have reached base to start things off for Elk Mound. Bases remain loaded, nobody out for the second baseman, Gavin Dean. Well, right now need to get that first out. Right-handed batter, and the pitch. Breaking ball on the inner portion for strike one called. Gavin Dean, .284 batting average, no home runs. He has driven in 16. Runners off third, second, and first. Cody Radke sets, kicks, and deals. Just off the outside corner, and that's ball one. 1-0 Elk Mound, bottom half of the first inning. Putting down the fingers and setting the target is True Thurs. Radke fires. Swing and a miss. Little tailing motion towards the outside corner. Coming up empty is Dean, and the count goes to 1-2. Straightaway stance in the right-handed box for Dean. Hands up high near the right ear hole. And the pitch. Holding up on that breaking ball was Dean. Ends up down and out of the strike zone, and the count evens up at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Runners off third, second, and first for Elk Mound. Radke kicks and fires. Hard grounder in the left field for a base hit. That will score two runs. Picked up by Garrett Salber, gets it back to the infield. A 2-RBI single for Gavin Dean, and it's now 3-0 Elk Mound. Hard grounder between DeBrew at third and the foul line. A dive by DeBrew, but that ball was hit way too hard. And three runs in, runners on first and second, still nobody out. And right fielder Ian Garrett's due up next. Quick visit to the mound by True Thurs to have a word with Cody Radke. So now Garrett's. 220 batter. 16 runs batted in. Squared the bunt, ducked under it. Pitch was up and in. Ball one. Inning started off with a pair of hit batsmen, then singles by Victor Noller, Caden Moyer, and Gavin Dean, and it's 3-0 Elk Mound. 1-0, another square around. Bunt is laid down. It's a good one. Picked up at first by Krauser. Fires the first. It's too high, and safe at first is Garrett. Krauser came in, picked it up from first base. Covering at the bag was Ian Shuda. But the throw was a little bit high. Shuda had to go up, grab it, came down. But by that point, it was too late. Sacrifice bunt and an error. And the bases are loaded. Still nobody out for the number 7 hitter, catcher Will Thatcher. Here's the pitch. Fastball, inner portion for strike one called. Very dangerous start here for Marathon. This one in danger of a big crooked number. 0-1. Breaking ball. Inside corner for strike two called. Interesting. That ball started inside and again showing no inclination of trying to dive away from it was Thatcher. Had some break. He tried to sell it as inside, but it's nothing and two. And the pitch. There's a ground ball towards shortstop. Picked up there by Underwood. Flips to second for one. On to first. Not in time. It's a fielder's choice. 6-4 on the putout. But coming in to score is Caden Moyer. And it's now 4-0 Elk Mound. Advancing to third on the play is Gavin Dean. So an RBI on that ground ball for Will Thatcher and fielder's choice. Runners on the corners. Now one out for Parker Rood. Right-handed batter, open stance. Peeking at the runners is Cody Radke. Pick off and out at first. Out at first is Thatcher, and that's a big play right there for the Raiders. Needed that little positivity, and now two outs and a runner on third. So two outs, runner takes his lead off third. Radke's pitch. Swing, a foul tip held onto by Truthers. Strike one. Working quickly as always is Cody Radke. Kicks and deals. There's a ground ball up the middle. Pass Underwood into center field for a base hit. Going to his left was Blake Underwood. Made a dive but couldn't quite get there. Gavin Dean comes in to score. An RBI single for Parker Rood. And it's now 5-0 Elk Mound. Up next, the designated hitter, Dylan Pletz, number 9 hitter in the Elk Mound batting order. Pitch is in there for strike one call. Another breaking ball. Dylan Pletz, 250 batting average. No home runs, no RBI. And a balk is called. The base umpire as Radke... Well, there's actually two base umpires for this sectional game. The base runner on the left-hand side of the infield immediately yelled out balk. Was apparently not stopping at all was Cody Radke. So that puts Parker into scoring position now with two outs. No balls and one strike on Pletz. Here's the pitch. There's a check swing. Ground ball towards short. Underwood will flip the first in time. 6-3 on the putout, and a very long and a very tough first inning finally comes to an end. For Elk Mound, they score 5 runs in the frame. 5 runs on 4 base hits. There was an error and 1 runner left on base. End of 1 inning. It's Elk Mound 5, Marathon nothing. This is Marathon High School Playoff Sectional Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
At Marathon Family Dentistry, 981 Bluestone Lane, our goal is to give you the smile you've dreamed of having. Our team is ready to listen to you, answer all of your questions, and make your visit a relaxing, pain-free experience. For more information and to set up an appointment, call 715-443-2200 or visit us online at marathonfamilydentistry.com. Dr. Noel Marks, Dr. Corey Schultz, and all of us at Marathon Family Dentistry proudly support the Red Raiders and all of our Marathon student athletes.
For over 75 years, County Materials has manufactured concrete construction and landscape products that shape the communities where Americans live, work, and play. Our company is growing, and we're seeking motivated individuals to join our team. We're hiring CDL truck drivers with at least 2 years of experience, general laborers, diesel mechanics, and candidates for various office positions. County Materials offers competitive pay and benefits, including paid time off in your first year of employment. Join the team of an industry leader. Visit workatcounty.com to apply.
Well, I guess we're going to have to not take one-minute breaks because coming out, getting ready was Noether very quickly, and swinging on the first pitch was Blake Underwood. He lined it hard, but right to the third baseman for out number one. Now Owen Krauser will step in. First pitch misses inside for ball one. So Blake Underwood on the first pitch that he saw hit it right on the screws, but play made by Moyer at the hot corner for out number one. 1-0, misses down low for ball two. So now Owen Krauser waits, working fast. Pitch is a fastball on the outside corner from Victor Noether for strike one. 5-0, Elk Mound with the lead, top half of inning number two. Fastball up and out of the zone for ball three. Victor Noether pitches like there's a fire drill going on. He gets that ball. He gets the target. Here he comes, 3-1. There's a fly ball left field. Well hit, but going over towards left center is Parker Rude, and he'll make the grab for out number two. Couple of well hit balls for Marathon here in the second, but nothing to show for it. Two up and two down as Ian Shuda comes to the plate.
Second baseman, number eight, Ian Shuda.
Shoot up, 389 batting average, 20 RBI on the season. First pitch misses for ball one. Left-handed batter. Noether rocks, kicks, and fires. Getting a little extra on the corner that time is Noether, and it's called strike one. One ball and one strike. Pitches up and out of the strike zone. Getting out of his crouch to snag it before he hits the backstop was Will Thatcher, and the count goes to 2-1. The big right-hander's ready. Here's the rock, the kick, and the pitch. Misses up high, and that's ball three. Three balls and a strike on shoot-up. Should he reach base, Grant Sauber due up next for Marathon. Pitches up and away, and that's ball four. So a walk to shoot-up keeps the inning alive for the Red Raiders. Second walk issued by Victor Noether, and Grant Sauber, the left fielder, will come to the plate. Sauber had himself a game against Stratford last Thursday, went 3-for-3. His season average now is up to 161, so he had his by far his best game of the year. Check swing, ground ball to the first base. Covering at the bag is Noether. He'll take the flip from Chisholm. 3-1 on the putout, and out number three. So rather quick inning for the Raiders. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. End of an inning and a half. It is Elk Mound 5, Marathon nothing. This is Marathon High School Playoff Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
Parts City! Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by Parts City Auto Parts today and let us scan and diagnose the problem for free. We'll discuss possible solutions and even help you find a repair shop if needed. Get check engine light help from Parts City Auto Parts at participating stores only.
Marathon Park City, located at 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. Call 715-443-0003.
Park City.
In education-based sports, sportsmanship is what matters. It goes beyond the X's and O's. It's the difference mutual respect makes. It's what character looks like. It's what defines us here in Wisconsin. In school sports, winning is exhilarating, but it isn't more important than how the game is played. Let's embrace the ideals of sportsmanship in our communities and at high school events. A message from Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports.
Bottom of the second inning, 5-0 Elk Mound, bounders to the plate. First pitch, a breaking ball, and a good one from Cody Radke in for strike one called. Working out of the stretch is Radke. Here's the pitch. Ground ball pulled foul first base side, and it's nothing and two. Cameron Deermeyer, the leadoff man, will lead off the second straight inning. He started that big inning for Elk Mound in the first. He was hit by a pitch. No balls and two strikes. Radke leans in, has the sign, has the target. The righty kicks and fires. Misses low and inside for ball one. Cody Radke, the only senior on the varsity roster for the Marathon Red Raiders. That says a lot about some of these younger players who've stepped in this season and done such a terrific job. 1-2. There's a ground ball right to the first baseman. Knocked down, picked up, and Krauser to the bag. Three unassisted. Fortunately, it went off of Owen Krauser's mitt towards the bag at first base. Able to grab it and then one step to the bag. Next up will be the shortstop, Peyton Veith. Veith also was hit by a pitch and scored a run in the first. Here's the kick and the pitch. Hangs a little bit up for ball one. Mentioned that Marathon, white jerseys, white pants, dark red pinstripes, red numerals outlined in black. Black jerseys, white pants, white numerals for Elk Mound. Pitch is a breaking ball. Misses a little bit up. And that's ball two. Two balls and no strikes on Peyton Veith. Again, both these pitchers like to work fast. Pitches inside, and it hit him again. That one was well inside. There was not a case of just standing there and taking it. That ball was way inside. In fact, it almost ended up behind Peyton Veith, so he is hit by a pitch for the second time today. So a runner on first, one out. And Victor Noller, the pitcher, will step in. He had a single, scored a run, his first time up in the first. Runner takes his lead off first. Here is the pitch. Drops down low on a breaking ball, scooped up by Truthers behind the dish. Ball one. Taking another look as Veith takes his lead. Now pick off and a head-first dive back in safely is Peyton Veith. Good quick move by Radke. Almost had Veith in the middle of a step as he was taking his lead. But he was able to stop and then get back just in the nick of time. 1-0 pitch. There's a ground ball past the first baseman into right field for a base hit. Rounding second is Veith. He's going to head for third. The throw will be cut off. It's a single to right for Noller. He's now 2-for-2. And runners on the corners with one out for Elk Mound. Well, Noller does it with his arm, and he does it with the bat as well. And we'll get time, a visit to the mound, give you a chance to again thank our sponsors, including the Marathon Athletic Club. The Marathon Athletic Club supporting Marathon student athletes and their activities. If you'd like to learn more about what's going on with the Marathon Athletic Club, learn more about what's going on with Marathon student athletes, check them out on Facebook. That's Marathon Athletic Club. Check them out on Facebook. And we'll have our Marathon Athletic Club calendar coming up a little bit later on as well. We're going to get a pitching change here for the Red Raiders. Moving from shortstop to pitcher will be Blake Underwood. So Blake Underwood, new pitcher for the Marathon Red Raiders. We will tell you about the changes in the Marathon defense and the lineup in just one moment. This is Marathon High School Playoff Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
Marathon Cheese Corporation is looking for dedicated workers to join our winning team on second and third shift. Wages start at $17.27 per hour, and there's plenty of opportunity for advancement and higher wages. If you're looking for a job with great pay and benefits, with a set work schedule in a clean, climate-controlled environment, stop in at 304 East Street in Marathon and fill out an application, or check out our website at www.mcheese.com. That's www.mcheese.com for a listing of all of our open positions.
All right, the changes for Marathon. Blake Underwood moves from shortstop to pitcher. True Thurs moves from catcher to shortstop. Owen Krauser moves from first base to catcher. And Charlie Ehlert enters the game to play first base. First and third, one out, bottom of the second inning. Elk Mound at the plate, leading 5-0. Caden Moyer steps in, pitches up and in as he ducks out of the way. Ball one. Caden Moyer is 1-for-1. He had a single, an RBI, and a run scored in the first. Underwood kicks and fires. Swing and a foul tip held on to by Owen Krauser. And the count is one ball, then one strike. Well, right now, tough situation here for Underwood with runners on the corners, one out, but pickoff, and again, pretty close play. But back in safely was Victor Noller. But right now, the Raiders really cannot afford to allow any more runs. You want to try to get a pop-up, an atom ball right here, a strikeout, and there's a pop-up, but it's out of play, and it's strike two. So obviously right now for Blake Underwood, a strikeout would be huge. But very dangerous hitter in Caden Moyer. 452 batting average coming into play today. That goes up a little bit with that RBI hit. He now has a team-high 26 runs batted in this season. 1-2 pitch. There's a ground ball third base side. Goes off the mitt of the third baseman, DeBrew, into left field. All hands are safe. He was trying to play the full hop. It was one of those choppers where you can try to charge, you can try to play it back. Tried to play it back a little bit, bounced off his mitt, and that will be, I suppose, an error. I've been a hard play either way, but not the official score. But the bottom line is another run comes into score. Noller now at second base. First and second, one out. 6-0 is the lead for Elk Mound. And the first pitch to Gavin Dean is up high for ball one. Gavin Dean had a 2 RBI single his first time up and also scored a run. Blake Underwood fires. There is a good fastball on the outer portion for a called strike one. 1-1 here on Gavin Dean. So Owen Krauser now putting down the fingers and setting the target. Trying a fake pickoff, holding on to it is Underwood, and getting back to the bag is Noller at second. Here's the pitch. Check swing. Ends up inside, did not go around. Count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. Been a rough start, but the good news is there's still lots of time. Again, big leads can be erased, but there's a well-hit ball deep into left field. Going back and making the running grab in front of the fence is Grant Solber. Good grab by Solber on a well-hit ball by Dean into deep left field. Runners will hold at first and second, and that is the second out of the inning. Next up will be the number 6 hitter, right fielder Ian Garretts. Right-handed batter who laid down a sacrifice bunt, then reached on an error in the first inning, so no official at-bats. First pitch misses inside for ball one. Runners off first and second. Underwood kicks and deals. Swing and a miss. Evens things up at 1-1. One ball, one strike, 2 outs. Blake Underwood peeks at the runner, now kicks, fires. Swing and a miss, and that's strike two. Ball and 2 strikes on Ian Garretts. Right-handed batter waves the bat as he waits. Underwood to the plate. Breaking ball, low and outside. Nice backhanded stab made by the catcher, Owen Krauser. Count evens up at 2-2. Underwood kicks and deals. There's a line drive into left field for a base hit. Played on a hop by Solber, and he'll get it back in quickly and holds the runner at third. Well hit ball. That was hit too well, in fact, for Garretts because Noller was only able to advance 90 feet. So now the bases are loaded with two outs. And Will Thatcher, the catcher, due up next. Big batter right now. It's a steep hill right now for the Raiders, but it could get even steeper. Cannot get the batter right now with the bases loaded. Underwood fires. Low and outside, and a good play again by Owen Krauser. That ball was about halfway into the left-handed batter's box. He moved his body very quickly to his right, able to smother it. Ball one. Runners take their leads. Third, second, and first. Underwood to the plate. Inside for ball two. Really don't want to go any further. Nowhere to put the batter. 2-0. Misses away, and that's ball three. Three balls and no strikes on the number seven hitter, Will Thatcher. He is 0-for-1. He hit into a fielder's choice in the first. Three-oh is right down the chute, taken for a called strike one. 3-1, trying to dig out of the hole here is Blake Underwood. Here's the pitch. There's a good fastball in the outer portion of the plate. And the count runs full, three balls and two strikes. It will be a merry-go-round on the base paths. Everybody will be on the move on this payoff pitch. There's a fly ball center field. Coming in is Drew Wolfel. Now goes back, shades towards right center, and makes the grab. Well, could have been worse because Melk Mound strands the bases loaded. They get one. One run on two base hits. No errors and three runners left on base. End of two. It is Elk Mound 6, Marathon nothing. Red Raider playoff baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
Does your office have a disaster plan for data? Have you tested your backups? Even something as simple as a hard drive failure, power outage, employee error, or lightning strike can stop your business cold if you can't get to your documents or email. Prolonged downtime costs money and could cost your company everything. That's why the Dirks Group offers Rapid Recovery, a disaster recovery solution that can help you get your data back fast. Rapid Recovery uses a remote backup system that's monitored and verified so you know your backups will work in the event of a disaster. With the Dirks Group and Rapid Recovery, you get the peace of mind of knowing everything is taken care of. Your data can be restored quickly, accurately, and easily. Visit DirksGroup.com to learn more about Rapid Recovery and other Dirks Group IT services that go beyond the network.
Top of the third inning, Marathon coming to the plate, trailing 6-0. Evan DeBrew, the number nine hitter, will take the first pitch from Victor Noller, down low and outside for ball one. 9-1-2 hitters for the Raiders as they look to come back from a 6-0 deficit. 1-0 misses away for ball two. I think one area Marathon has to be better at is be a little more patient. There's a fastball in there at the knees for strike one called. Noller has walked a couple, but the Raiders have swung at the first pitch a number of times in the first two frames as well. 2-1 misses away for ball three. So DeBrew up in the count, three balls and one strike. Cody Radke waiting on deck for Marathon. There's a pitch on the inside corner at the knees. Check swing holding up was DeBrew, but it was a called strike two. Three balls and two strikes. Working out of the windup, Noller, payoff pitch. Fighting that one off is DeBru, out of play. And we'll do it again at 3-2. As I said in the last half inning, the good news is still a lot of time. There's a fly ball right center field. That could be trouble. Going over to his right and making the leaping running grab in right center field is Ian Garrett for Elk Mound. It hung up just a little bit too much for DeBru. Hit it well in the right center field on his horse to get there, and then a little leap as he got into the gap to make the grab for Ian Garrett. Raiders had a couple of hard hit balls in the last inning. Hard hit ball to start off this inning. Had not hit in luck up to this point. Cody Radke will take the first pitch up and out of the strike zone for ball one. Sort of the opposite of what we saw on Thursday. Raiders hit into some pretty good luck in that game against Stratford. 1-0. Drops down low for ball two. There are a couple of times where the ball wasn't hit well, but it's hit in the right spot. Here, the ball's been hit well, but not quite in the right spot. 2-0. Fastball on the outside corner for a called strike one. Radke 0-for-1. He grounded out to the second baseman his first time up in the first inning. Swing and a miss. Fastball about belt high from Noller. Big cut by Cody Radke. Came up empty. And the count evens up at 2-2. Here comes Noller. 2-2. Way up high. And that is ball three. Full count again. See? At least the first two batters making Noller work. Make the big man throw a lot of pitches. There's a roller towards shortstop, charging his beat. He'll pick. He'll fire across in time to get the hustling Radke by his step. 6-3 on the put out. Two up and two down for the Red Raiders. And that will bring up the right fielder, Quillen Kunkel. Kunkel is 0-for-1. He struck out looking back in the first. Left-handed batter will settle in. Ready to go is Noller. He just wants to throw that ball. He's just standing there waiting for Quillen Kunkel to get into the box. He's ready. Here's the rock, the kick, and the pitch. And there's a fastball right down the chute for strike one called. No balls in one strike. Pitch is another fastball. This one drops a little bit low and in. Evens things up at 1-1. 1-1 pitch, up high for ball two. Two balls and a strike on Kunkel. Hands up high, waits. There's a liner pulled foul down the first base side. And the count goes to two balls and two strikes. A lot of baseball activity going on around the state of Wisconsin today. Sectionals in all four divisions. Teams looking to secure their spot in next week's state tournament at Fox City Stadium. 2-2. Breaking ball just off the inside corner. Everybody to my right was begging for the right arm to come up. Umpire said nope, and it's ball three. Good crowd here in Augusta. Folks to my right from Elk Mound. Folks to my left from Marathon. Ground ball, first base side. Will it stay fair? And it does. Right to the bag. Grabbed by Easton Chisholm. One step. Tags out Quillen Kunkel in a 1-2-3 inning for Marathon in the third. No runs on no base hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. End of 2.5. It is Elk Mound 6, Marathon nothing. Marathon High School Baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
Marathon Cheese Corporation is looking for dedicated workers to join our winning team on second and third shift. Wages start at $17.27 per hour, and there's plenty of opportunity for advancement and higher wages. If you're looking for a job with great pay and benefits, with a set work schedule in a clean, climate-controlled environment, stop in at 304 East Street in Marathon and fill out an application, or check out our website at www.mcheese.com. That's www.mcheese.com for a listing of all of our open positions.
There are four reasons to see Four Seasons Screen Printing in Marathon. First, Four Seasons handles screen printing and custom embroidery on tees, long sleeve shirts, hoodies, and dry fits. Second, they're family owned and operated for over 18 years. Third, low prices. And reason number four to see Four Seasons Screen Printing, lightning fast turnaround. Four Seasons Screen Printing, open Monday through Friday from 8 till 4 at 12508 Highland Drive in Marathon. Call 845-1146. Email the number 4seasonsprint@gmail.com.
And Chad Holmes again from Augusta, bottom of the third inning, 6-0 Elk Mound. First pitch from Blake Underwood, throws it right past Parker Rood for strike one. 8-9-1 hitters here for the Mounders. Wide open stance from the right-handed box. Underwood sets, kicks, fires. Breaking ball off the outside corner, evens things up at 1-1. One ball and one strike. Parker Root had an RBI single his first time up. Underwood fires. There's a fly ball center field. Back a few strides with plenty of room is Drew Wolfel, and he'll squeeze for out number one. Well hit ball by Root, but almost in the tracks at the beginning was Wolfel, then took a couple of strides back. Went pushing towards right field, giving a little bit of a help. Anything from center to right here today. And now Dylan Pletz, the number nine hitter and designated hitter, will step in for Elk Mound. Swing and a miss for strike one. Well, the job right now for Blake Underwood, hold down the Mounders. Give the offense the four more opportunities they have. Fastball on the outside corner for strike two called. Nothing and two on Dylan Pletz. He grounded to the shortstop his first time up. Underwood kicks and deals. That will be popped over the backstop and out of play. And we'll do it again at nothing and two. Turning into a very pleasant afternoon here in Augusta. The sun has come out. 0-2. Strike three called. Getting the high strike that time is Underwood. Two up and two down for the Mounders. And back to the top of the order, Cameron Deermeyer. Deermeyer was hit by a pitch, scored in the first, grounded to the first baseman in the second. Pitch misses off the outside corner for ball one. 6-0 Elk Mound as we play the bottom of the third. Six runs on six base hits for the Mounders. No runs on no base hits for the Raiders. 1-0. Fastball. Paints the outside corner for strike one called. Staring in is the right-hander Blake Underwood. Sets at the belt. Kicks. Fires. Low and inside, and it hit the foot of the batter. So I'm not sure what the call is. They appealed to third base. The umpire said safe. I'm not sure if they were appealing whether the ball hit the batter. I thought it hit the batter. I thought him in the foot. Nevertheless, apparently it's just a ball. Two balls and one strike. That was odd. But stepping back in is Deermeyer. Underwood's 2-1. Fastball tails off the outside corner, and the count goes to three balls and one strike. Blake Underwood looking for a 1-2-3 inning. Stares in at his catcher, Owen Krauser. And the pitch. Swing and a miss, and that runs the count full, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Left-handed batter waits. Deep breath by Underwood. He sets again at the belt. Payoff pitch. Way up and outside, and that's ball four. So a base on balls to Viermeyer, and that will bring up the number two hitter, shortstop Peyton Veith. Peyton Veith was hit by a pitch and scored in the first. He was hit by a pitch and scored in the second as well. So no official at-bats for the right-handed hitter. Lead taken at first. Now stepping off for a moment. And now back ready to go again is Underwood. The runner's on the move. Pitch taken for a strike. Throw down to second. Oh, and trying to sweep the tag was Thurs, but it did not have control of it. Well, actually, that was at second base, Ian Shuda, who was covering. Tried to grab it and sweep the tag on what was going to be a very close play, but had not secured the baseball. So safe at second on the steal is Dearmeyer. It was a good throw by Owen Krauser. No balls and one strike on Peyton Veith. 0-1. There's a looper. Crayo launches off the mid of the first baseman, and all hands are going to be safe. It was a looping liner going to his right was Charlie Ehlert. Got his glove on it, lost his balance a bit, knocked it down, and there was nobody to go to. And then smartly coming over a shoot-up, and along with Ehlert, make sure that the runner at third wasn't thinking about scoring. So an infield single for Peyton Veith. Runners on the corners, two outs for Victor Noller. Noller is 2 for 2. He has a pair of singles, has a run scored as well. Left-handed batter, and again, that wind has started to kick up and is pushing towards the right field foul pole. There's a roller to the right-hand side, picked up by Charlie Ehlert. He'll take it to the bag, 3 unassisted, and the inning comes to an end. No runs on one base hit, no errors, and 2 runners left on base for the Mounders in the third. End of 3, it is 6-0 Elk Mound over Marathon. Marathon playoff baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
When you order a steak at your favorite restaurant, you expect it to be cooked just right and to have it surrounded with all the sides you wanted. Hello, my name is Steve Brickner, and I feel the same way about cars. Here at Brickner Motors in Little Chicago, we'll help you order your brand new Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep and get it equipped the way you want it and the color you've always dreamed of. That means you won't overpay for something you don't want. This is just another reason people make the drive north of Marathon to Little Chicago. We may be in the middle of nowhere, but there's no better testament that shows we take care of our customers better than anyone else around. You won't hear gimmicks, no over-promising, or under-delivering. Whether you choose from our in-stock selection or order factory fresh, quality vehicles and competitive prices are what keep people coming back again and again. Make the drive out to Brickner Motors on Little Chicago's northeast side and let our family take care of your family. You can count on us.
Top of the fourth inning here from Augusta. 6-0 Elk Mound with the lead. For Marathon, it'll be the middle of the order. 3, 4, and 5 hitters. True Thurs, Drew Wolfel, and Blake Underwood against Victor Noller. True Thurs walked his first plate appearance. Right-hander working out of the windup. Here's the rock, the kick, and the first pitch of the inning. There's a swing and a high, towering pop-up into right field. Coming in towards the line, making the call, making the grab is Ian Garretts. For out number one. One pitch and one out for the Raiders in the top of the fourth. And next up will be the Marathon center fielder, Drew Wolfel. Wolfel popped up his first time up to the second baseman. It was a nice running grab in short right field by Gavin Dean. And the first pitch on the outside part of the plate for strike one called. Right-handed batter, close stance. Here's the pitch. There's a well-hit ball deep in the left field, but again, right on the screws, but right at the left fielder, Parker Rude. Hit well, but again, right at the defender. Need to get a little under it or a little on top of it, and that's 2 up and 2 down. Again, when the Raiders have hit the ball hard, they've got nothing out of it in the first 3 2/3. And now the shortstop, Blake Underwood, and the first pitch from Noller is a fastball that rises up and out of the strike zone for ball one. Fastball misses inside, and that's ball two. 2-0 on Blake Underwood. He lined it hard his first time up, but grabbed at third base. There's a fastball right down the chute for a called strike one. Should Blake reach base, Owen Krauser due up next for the Red Raiders. 2-1 is low and outside for ball three. Three balls and one strike on Blake Underwood. Taking a moment for the first time, I think, is Victor Noller, but now he's ready. 3-1 is inside, and that's ball four. Third base on balls issued by Victor Noller, and that will bring Owen Krauser to the plate for the Red Raiders. Krauser flew out to left field his first time up. Again, he hit the ball well his first time. Fastball misses down low for ball one. Well, when you're down six, you got to chip away. Got to get that first run across. That's the goal right now for the Raiders, trying for a two-out rally. Pickoff move, and back in standing up is Blake Underwood. The set. Here's the pitch. There's a fly ball. Well hit center field. Going back is Dearmeyer, way back, and he'll have room at the track and bring it in for out number three. Krauser hit it well for a second time, but not quite well enough, as chasing it down in deep center field was Cameron Dearmeyer, and the Raiders go down in the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. We are halfway through this Division III sectional semifinal. Middle of the fourth inning. It is Elk Mound 6, Marathon nothing. This is Marathon High School sectional baseball on 98.9 WXCO.
When you bank with People's State Bank, you're never alone when it comes to your finances. In fact, in a recent survey, customers said our bankers were helpful, flexible, and willing to work with their situation more than any other response. So if you're going it alone with your bank, we invite you to join our community and experience what it's like with People's State Bank on your side. Visit us at bankpeoples.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at bullfallsradio.com.
Bottom half of the fourth inning, Elk Mound coming to the plate, leading Marathon by a score of 6-0. It will be the 4, 5, and 6 hitters for Elk Mound, Caden Moyer, Gavin Dean, and Ian Garretts against Blake Underwood. They're trying to get the music to come off, and there you go. So now stepping in is Caden Moyer. He had an RBI single, scored in the first, reached on an error in the second. First pitch from Underwood is right down the chute, taken on a fastball for strike one called. Right-handed thrower, right-handed batter. 0-1. Nice. Good cut there by Moyer, follows it straight back to the screen, but it's nothing and two. So coming out throwing strikes, Blake Underwood jumping ahead of a dangerous hitter, no balls and two strikes. Underwood has been solid since moving from shortstop to the mound for the Red Raiders. There's a fastball. A little tardy on that cut was Moyer. Flares it off to the right field side, out of play. And we'll do it again at nothing and two. If you joined us late, 5 in the first, 1 in the second for Elk Mound. 6-0. Breaking ball just off the outside corner. Count goes to 1 ball and 2 strikes. Owen Krauser will settle in, put down the fingers, and set the target. 1-2 pitch. Fastball ends up a little bit low and inside, and the count evens up at 2-2. Winner of this game will play at 4 o'clock against Barron. Barron, number 2 seed in their bracket, defeated number 1 seed Spooner 5-2 earlier. Swing and a miss, and that's strike 3. So first out of the inning. That is the second strikeout for Blake Underwood. And that will bring up Gavin Dean, the second baseman. Blake Underwood sets, kicks, and deals. Fastball that drops a little bit low for ball one.